Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Elisa Harrison of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We're back with Elisa in just a moment. Fly season is rapidly approaching, but there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
She's the Senior Vice President for Global Marketing and Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Elisa Harrison has been through crisis before. She was at the U.S. Department of Agriculture helping Secretary of Agriculture Ann Veneman when we've discovered BSE in this country back in 2003. So this current pandemic, nothing new to her as far as working under a lot of pressure. She says a real key as far as the cattle industry is concerned is the fact that they were all bought in on the digital marketing strategy several years ago.
Yeah, we have pretty much all of our advertising is done from a digital standpoint, leveraging a lot of these platforms on social media. And because for a couple reasons, that our target audience is that older millennial parent, and that's where they are. They're on Facebook in the morning, they're on Instagram and for lunch, and then they're on Twitter, and then they're on Pinterest. And so it's just part of their daily lives. They're shopping online. There's just all kinds of studies and data to prove that. And what's I know that's frustrating for producers because they're not seeing ads on broadcast television or the Super Bowl, and we just feel like we can do a much better job by directly targeting the right person with the right message on the right platform. Whereas if you're advertising on television, you don't know if they actually saw it. There's no engagement. There's no two-way back and forth. And so, and also we can't afford it. And, you know, we were able to, you know, in 2019, we were able to reach consumers 1 billion times. Through a whole integrated digital marketing campaign. We would never be able to do that if we were just on broadcast. We would only be able to maybe show 2 ads. And with consumers today, you have to get in front of them constantly, you know, 7 times before they even start thinking about your message. So there's more competition about for protein than ever before. So we have to make those checkoff dollars work as hard as they possibly can, both at the federal level and the state level. And we think we've got a right formula and the right mix, and we just have to make sure that the industry understands what our strategy is and why we're doing that.
And having these digital platforms in place have allowed the beef industry to quickly pivot when it comes to COVID-19. And Elisa says that includes giving them information about how to handle the beef they're buying.
One of the biggest hurdles to people choosing beef is knowing how to buy it and how to cook it. And so that's still something that is a big part of what we do with Beef It's What's for Dinner through some of these how-to videos. Things as simple as, you know, cooking a roast or what's the best way to deal with hamburger. And it's just amazing that especially that older millennial parent didn't grow up with the cooking skills that maybe their parents did. So it's we can't overstate that enough to address that barrier. We're a complex meat option because there's so many cuts. So we have to constantly educate consumers, working with retailers, working with food service operators to highlight particular cuts and what they are and how to cook them. You know, that's why we launched Chuck Knows Beef last year, which is using artificial intelligence as that digital assistant to put it in the palm of their hands whenever they want it. So it's still a challenge for us, and I would say that's still a big hurdle, but we're overcoming that.
Elisa Harrison with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You know, consumers have bought a lot of beef at the retail level in recent weeks. The cattle industry able to pivot quickly with their digital marketing campaign to give them more information about how to prepare that beef and have a great beef eating experience. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's what Superior Video Livestock Auction is all about. And Danny Jones says one of the exciting new ways they've got to bring the market to you is with SLA TV.
Beginning of last year, channel 997 on Dish, and everyone who has Dish Network can get that channel without any additional package. So we're pleased to have rolled that out, and it gives us the flexibility for growth to have auctions anytime we want.
Learn more at SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.